Hello everyone, I'm Tara and we're discussing services management and various elements of it. Let's look at one of the elements that is very, very relevant to the current age, the technology aspect of things. Let's say you just think about your smartphone, the number of apps you have, that's because of technology. And quite frankly, in today's day, and especially for us educated folk, with all the services that we use, it's quite impossible to operate without those. For example, it's not just a matter of impossibility, it's also a matter of necessity now. For example, when COVID-19 happened, for the vaccination, there was no choice but to get the vaccination bookings, etc., all of that through the Arogya Setu app. So whether you were technology friendly or not, whether you were an elderly person, whether you were a domestic staff, it was essential that you do that. So today, it's not a matter of only, getting best in class service. It's a matter of necessity. And sometimes you have no choice but to go through that. So technology becomes extremely important when it comes to your design, when it comes to your services, when it comes to your usability, when it comes to your compatibility in terms of other aspects of service management. And also technology comes in from the point of view of all the data which is being analyzed. Technology is not just about technology which is going into the design, which is making it user friendly, but so much technology is going into analyzing the data in the during the production stage, in the pre-production stage, because there's customer surveys, various amounts of other data. When I was giving the example of Boeing, there are 4 million parts going into assembling every plane, and data on these is retained. Each of those parts has data. Data on those is retained for 40 to 50 years. So technology is there at all stages of a product or service journey, and the customer journey, which is just an extension of the service operations, because service operations do not end at the point of sale. So let's see, to understand the role of technology and the significance of technology, let's look at some of the examples of how technology has helped in practice across different elements. So a lot of you would have heard of the Dutch bank, ING, based in, headquartered in Netherlands. Now, they had this project where, they kind of observed that they are getting in the Netherlands, they are getting about 85,000 calls per week from customers for various customer service issues. And even though they are using state-of-the-art technology, there are chatbots, there is all of that, despite all of their human intervention, the chatbots, the system systematic intervention for resolution, only about 40 to 45% of those are being effectively serviced in a desirable, speedy time frame. And you still have almost 17,000 customers who are unattended for more than a week. And that can make customers extremely irate. Another thing which happens is that, one can only reach out during working hours. One can only reach out during business days, which elongates the response time. So it was something that bothered them. It was something which they wanted to do something about. So what they did was that they worked together with McKinsey, and they used generative AI. And now McKinsey has an AI arm called Quantum Black. And together with McKinsey, they use generated AI to create these state-of-the-art chatbots, which are interacting with customers, which are almost simulating human interaction, in a way where the customer is feeling well satisfied and that his issue has been resolved. Now, using this, the kind of success rate that they've had, it took them about 7 weeks to launch this, work on this product and launch this product. And in that test time, they saw that they were servicing 20% more customers. And that leads to customer retention, customer loyalty, customer NPS scores going up. 20% is a very, very significant number, and especially achieving 20% improvement, not after years, 20% improvement after having worked on this product for 7 weeks. And this is when they tested it in only one market. Keep in mind, one market. Now, the plan, their anticipation is that they will manage to service 37 and impact 37 million more customers when it is rolled out over 10 markets. Can you imagine whatever the cost and time investment in this technology and this tie-up would have been over and above that? Can you imagine the kind of cost saving, revenue generation, bottom line growth this is going to give them? So technology is not something which is only from a development point of view. In the whole operations management, where your customer becomes vital and customer's experience becomes absolutely vital, technology can play an absolutely explosive role in terms of enhancing your customer experience. So what are our various learning objectives to understand the role, how it benefits service management, what kind of, are the investments worth it, some of the cases that we are going to look at, and how technology is playing a very integral part in the whole journey of the customer. We keep talking about customer service management, and we keep talking about various metrics which can measure the even measure and quantify the satisfaction level of the customers, and how preoccupied companies are with maintaining a certain level of threshold below which this customer satisfaction doesn't fall. And purely from monitoring point of view and maintaining a certain level, bottom line, if a customer is not satisfied, he's going to very happily move away to a competitor. So we all know, we don't even need to think of cases, but if you think of your own life itself, and you think about your experiences with customer service, whether that's your bank, whether that's your insurance provider, whether that is your tailor, whether that is anyone, if you are not satisfied, it's so easy for you to switch to a competitor. And here again, technology is making it easier for customers to instantly switch to a competitor if they are dissatisfied. So if you can use technology can cannibalize on your customers and take them to competition, you can very well invest in technology and make sure that you are retaining the customer and your service management is at the top of its class and is as effective as possible from resolving customers' issues. Now, doesn't mean that it always that human interaction is always the best way to resolve. Yes, traditionally and psychologically, a lot of customers, including myself, feel a little more reassured when there is human interaction. And, we keep saying we want to speak to someone. We do not want to speak to the automated thing. We do not want an IVR. We do not want these templates of, what is your issue? Pick from the below. Mine falls in others and I have to, it's very difficult. But actually, if you think practically, purely from everyday usage of, let's say, two of the apps which I use very regularly, which are Swiggy, and especially the Instamart aspect of Swiggy, which is the grocery delivery arm, and Uber, two of the apps which are used very, very frequently on my by me. I have come to realize that technology in terms of issue resolution is actually very effective. I have not spoken to a human being at Swiggy, Instamart, or a human being at, I mean, Uber never. And Swiggy, occasionally one may have spoken because it can take you to a, you know, customer service executive. But I have not needed to do that. So whether it is a complaint about a payment issue, whether it's a complaint about a damaged product, whether it is a complaint about an erroneous debit, you know, whether it's a complaint about delay, 95% of the time, you know, your issue is resolved with just those templates. They are so sensitively and well thought out and built in such a manner. And we are seeing the result of that. I mean, of course, our corner shops are suffering because of that, because of the success of Blinkit, Swiggy, Instamart, Zepto, all of these, you know, vendors. But then it is something which is very, very useful. Now, taking it to taking the example of an industry where people typically want a higher percentage of human interaction. So, for example, when you want to meet a doctor, we have always known about, you know, going and physically meeting a doctor. But now online consultations have become a very, very big market. Now, online consultations are not simply me doing a video call on WhatsApp or something and speaking to a doctor. For example, if you think of the Apollo Hospitals site and app, the app, there is an app for, you know, one is, of course, medicine order, etc. But there is an app on which you can do doctor consultations and with doctors sitting across the country. Now, for that on that app, you can book your appointment, you can upload your medical history and whatever the documents are. You can, you know, you have an interview room or you have a consultation room where a video chat appears without revealing your number or the doctor having to reveal her number. Or on the app itself, you know, a chat can happen, back and forth can happen. And once you have your you know, video consultation done, then let's say that there is a medicine prescription or something, it is very timely and effectively sent across to you. And this is obviously working, keeping privacy, keeping safety, keeping accuracy of referrals in mind. This is working well because of technology and because that technology has been incorporated very well in the whole service operations and management. Because a customer, if they do not feel comfortable about an online consultation, whether that is seamlessness of use, and also keep in mind for video consultations, you know, very often it's a technology issue, you know, it's a speed of internet issue. A lot of these keep hanging, the video is not working, this is not, but a lot of technology goes into making that seamless. So you reduce your complaints to begin with. You retain the customer, the patient keeps coming back to you. And this is such a useful thing. And also possibly there, let's say that a patient sitting in Mumbai wants to consult a doctor. He is not restricted to the physical area where he is or the physical city of Mumbai. He can be consulting a doctor sitting in any part of the country. So technology has, you know, made the customer, the service operations aspect so seamless and useful for the customers that even customers who traditionally have gone by the traditional modes of phone or human interaction or physical engagement and interaction can feel secure and comfortable enough to use these and then obviously have fewer complaints and fewer issues because of this technology. And then this also helps you to stay up, you know, an edge above your competitors. Now, let's say that someone is doing a consultation through your Apollo 27. Chances that the Apollo will also get the Apollo Pharmacy, will also get the business of the medicine purchase is very, very high, right? So it is helping the service operations in a way that the customer satisfaction, queries, complaints, etc. are, you know, contained in a manner that is desirable for the product or service. Also, in this case, for example, anticipating customers' needs. So very often you will see, you know, that there's a pop-up which is suggesting something to you. Now, these are using logarithms. They are using logarithms which are using artificial intelligence, which are using technology for predictive, proactive, predictive analytics and suggestions. So, for example, when you go on, you know, when you are surfing Netflix, when you watch something on Netflix, it gives you suggestions based on what you've seen. And the suggestions given to me are different from the suggestions given to someone else, because it is personally analyzing my data and tailoring my needs of what I want to watch. And then it also has a little tab which says, 98% match, 95% match, which is basically 98%, 95% content match to what I typically watch or what I typically is my viewing history. So anticipating customers' needs, very often when you go to Amazon and you are, you know, on their app or on their site, you have bought a certain product or you have surfed certain products and you have your browsing history and they have your data, then very often they will suggest related products to you or services to you, which are an anticipation of your need before you had expressed it or before you consciously realized it. And that is, of course, helping the customer, but it's also helping the company as well. So technology in the service operation of anticipating the need is also extremely useful. So, for example, in the case of Apollo Hospitals, when I was telling you, let's say you've had a consultation for whatever issue and you have been, given a certain diagnosis. You've also taken your, you've been prescribed a medicine. And let's say that there is a test which has been recommended to you or a follow-up which has been recommended to you 3 months down the line. You could get alerts on that. You could possibly get you could probably get alerts of, would you like to go for this annual checkup? Or would you like to, you had this then, but perhaps connected to this is this checkup also, or this service also. Would you like to go for that? So it is not simply servicing a need that a customer expressed, but it is also technology can, using its algorithms, using, studying the personalized data, can anticipate a personalized customer needs before the customers realize them also. Now, we, of course, if you simply look at your ways of simple communication, forget anything else. We communicate in so many ways: websites, email, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of these things. And it is not simply communication, but there is so much more which technology can do for service operations. So, for example, think of Domino's. We all are familiar with Domino's pizzas, which is very popular. Now, not so much in India, where we typically order Domino's maybe, from the app or the website or, physical calling or the outlet. But in a lot of countries, pizzas can be ordered seamlessly and consistently. Consistency is important when you have technologies, because the quality of interaction should not go down just because it's another mode of interaction versus a physical in-person mode of interaction. So in a lot of other countries, Domino's pizzas can be ordered via Twitter, by sending emojis, pizza emojis, via chatbots. So many other forms of ordering which can come into the picture. Now, not only that, they also have an AI-generated character called Dom. And Dom interacts with you almost as if you're interacting with a human being, takes your orders, understands your orders, places your orders, all of that. They've made this Dom, artificial intelligence character Dom, so human-like that Dom will occasionally crack a joke also. So you see, that is how technology is making a customer experience so much more seamless. And not, of course, not in India once again, but in some places, there are Domino's is even like explored using drones, etc., and understanding, you know, the various elements. So technology in customer service management is, has phenomenal potential and can enhance the experience by multiples. So simply, over and above simply communication, there is so much more in terms of data gathering, understanding, resolution, which your technology can bring about.